This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Attraction HQ. My name is Hayley Quinn. I am a dating expert, though I hate that term, but what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to get you to approach love, sex, dating, and relationships from a slightly different angle. And oh my God, I've got such a treat for you today. The treat is not me, because I have a really bad cold. So I am sounding, I'm not even sounding husky. I don't even sound sexy with it. I've just got like a really bad blocked nose, but I am in New York. Didn't even pronounce that well. And I've got a sexy lady and a cool lady with me today. It's the lovely, I'm going to start Aaliyah Janine. Aaliyah is a former porn star. Yep. I'm saying this carefully. Turned comedian. Who is also a podcaster. And I thought, wow, this is great, because I know that you guys have recently been subjected to listening to my 95-year-old nan give dating advice on this podcast. So I thought I'd treat you to a sexual woman who, honestly, if you could see her today, she genuinely does have, not to sexualize her, the really big natural boobs.
They're out of control. Yeah, they're big.
Yeah, apparently they only grew when you were 20, right?
Well, women's breasts actually still continue to grow up until they're 25, and a lot of women don't realize that. So it was like the last little growth spurt in my early 20s, but it was also, I was in a relationship and kind of in the fat and happy stage, so like I gained some weight, but then, yeah, so they got up to 34 double Fs.
Whoa!
And I was, because I'm 5'11", and I was like 180 pounds, so like I carried it well because I'm super tall and like slender frame. But yeah, once I lost like 20, 30 pounds, and they just hung around.
Right. Literally. So tall, long, lean, amazing legs, great boobs, sense of comedy and sense of humor.
Most importantly,
the total package basically is here before you. Well, not before you, but coming to you via podcast.
Through your ears.
Well, that could be erotic in the right context. So of course, under this privilege of having a real former insane porn star on the show. And I have to admit, like a couple of days ago when I was at Aaliyah's house, I did get her to sign one of her pictures for me. And I'm going to hang it up on my wall at home.
I haven't done that in so long either. I was like, I don't even remember how I signed these, because the way I sign my name is chicken scratches for everything. I'm like, no, people actually need to be able to read this, apparently.
Yeah. So that was awesome. And I wanted to obviously ask about the difference between porn sex and real sex, because as you probably know, there's loads of talk about a certain bunch of men and about how porn is affecting our views on how sex actually goes down.
Yeah, there is a very big difference between porn sex and real sex. For one, porn sex can last about 6-7 hours, depending on who you are shooting with. Real sex, not that long.
6-7 minutes?
Sometimes, if you're lucky, depending. It's a process. There's, they put us in particular positions, and it's all to be open up to the camera. It's all about angles. A lot of times when you see girls, masturbating themselves while, they're having intercourse, that's what they could get off, because sometimes the positions that we're in, It's very difficult. And a lot of times it takes a lot longer for women to orgasm as well. So like you gotta be able to work it in there. And if you have like a good partner that day, like they will also help you tremendously. Sometimes, not so much. It depends really. But a lot of the guys that are in porn like really love women and that's what they want to do. They want to make sure you get off. There was one scene that I did where it was a hardcore kink for kink.com anal scene, and there was really no way, like we didn't have time like in the scene for me to actually orgasm, so it was with Mark Davis, and so he just ate me out like when we weren't filming to make sure that like
what
I
a good guy.
Oh, it was a great guy. Yeah, good times. Thank you.
Wait, I have to say that's always my mark of like, yeah. If I think like this is gonna be an awesome guy, if the first sexual act is him giving me head,
yeah,
I'm like, I love you forever.
Yeah.
And you know what, if there's one thing that will convince me probably to have sex with somebody, if I'm borderline about it, if they go down on me first.
Yeah, no, that's sold. that's a great indication, because there's some guys that don't do,
I know,
which is really weird. I mean, and in porn, like they actually make sure, like with certain companies, that that the guy does eat the girl out, like in the beginning of the scene. It's like it's a very give take kind of thing. So like Naughty America is a good company for that example. We call it corporate porn because like they give us like the like you know certain positions that we have to do and stuff like that. But it's like, okay, you eat her out, blowjob.
So like, take me through like this 6-7 hour day. So you're like, this is already blowing my mind because that is like that stamina that's involved.
A lot of times. So we'll start out with like a hair and makeup, and then we'll do the pretty girl pictures, which is just me by myself. Those are the pretty girl pictures. And then we'll do like the hardcore pictures. And that's, they're just still pictures. So like we are having sex, but it's like stopping a lot. Like it's like because they're trying to take pictures. It's basically just to keep his dick hard enough for the pictures. We'll do like the end scene where it's like the cum shot.
Right.
Sometimes depending on what type of scene it is before we actually even have sex. But
oh my
like,
gosh. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So, yeah. So it's in the edit.
Well that, and like, because some companies like they don't want us to, because sometimes we fuck really hard and our makeup's a mess. So like for the pictures, they want it. It depends on the company. Sometimes they don't give a shit. So then we'll do that. And then we have to take a break because they have to switch the lighting from photo lighting to video lighting, which is two completely different types of lighting, and like I'll do makeup touch-ups, and in that time like the guy is basically just trying to keep his dick hard the whole,
you know, I feel
time.
Kind of like for the guy, I think that must be strenuous, right? A lot of pressure.
Yeah it's I guess, oh god, yeah.
Well,
I don't have a penis, but I'm sure like I look at some of the guys, I'm like, you guys, I'm proud of you, man.
Well done.
Like, good job.
Because we were saying about earlier before we started taping this is about like that porno sex thing about it's all like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah,
pound,
it's
pound,
like
pound,
it's
pound.
Very hard. Like it's hardcore. It's porn. It's meant to be like that. But there's also like very romantic type porn as well. It really just depends on what you're watching and what you like to watch. Yeah, I've done like the softer ones, which is super fun. And then like the harder ones where it's like, fuck me in the ass, you know, and you say all these random things, like you have Tourette's or something.
Are you told what you have to say, or do you ad lib? Is that part of your,
well, like some things, like it depends, like, porn is super racist. If anyone hasn't known that, so like, especially when it's like a white woman having sex with a black man, like they want you to say, like they want you to say the N word, they want you to say certain things. And I'm like, I won't say that. I'm like, no, like right. I don't say that when I have sex with black men in my personal life. Like I'm not going to say that now. I'm like, no. So, it depends on the company too. Some, like we sometimes have like little scripts or whatever, but for the most part, it's all just improv and ad lib, and like you just say what you would normally say when you're having sex, just intensified a little bit.
Right. So if there's a guy that's listening to this, I know there will be a few here that maybe haven't had much sexual experience with women or no sexual experience with women, and that's fine, by the way, guys. Like,
yeah.
Don't think that. Such a, I know loads of men will seriously worry about having to get like think, oh no, but I'm a virgin, she won't want me or like me, and I don't think that's going to be the case for the vast majority of people. But if they're basically listening to this and at the moment they're watching kind of quite a lot of porn and they're thinking about how that translates to their sexual relationships with real women in real life.
Yeah.
Because there's lots of talk about, I don't know whether it's accurate or not, about porn desensitizing people or creating like the wrong impression of what sex.
It definitely, can. I mean, it's like any drug, like too much of it can be very bad and it could obscure your view on a lot of things. You know what I mean? So when it comes with that type of dynamic with having real sex and being intimate with someone and then like watching porn and seeing someone get pounded over and over again and like you keep watching that and keep watching that, yeah, it can desensitize you. Like it can be great for relationships, but at the same time, yeah, like all of a sudden you see a woman and she's just an object. And that's why like a lot of feminists have like a lot of problems with porn and stuff like that. But a lot of times, what some people don't realize is that a lot of girls like that kind of stuff. Like I have a rape fetish, you know, and that's like really weird for a woman.
That's like a common fantasy though. And that doesn't mean that women want to be raped, obviously, but what it means is in a, you know, it's a control things.
Yeah.
Yes. And with, you know, when you give consent, it can actually be enacting some part of that fantasy.
Yeah.
I think it's just like the CEO who likes to get tied up on the weekends.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. It's always like the most powerful because I'm very dominant in like my personal life. And so when it comes to the bedroom, yeah, I like to be somewhat submissive sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes I like to be dominant too. But yeah, I've noticed that like a lot of, at least just throughout my life, seeing like some of the most powerful people like just like to get humiliated.
Totally. There's a definite strong correlation.
And it's like it's humbling for them or something. I don't know.
I guess that's nice, isn't it? It's a sex. It's about expressing different aspects of yourself.
Definitely. But I mean, porn is great to a certain extent. Like you can't overdo it because it will desensitize you. And for people that say that it doesn't, it's like, okay.
I know, and also real sex can sometimes, let's be honest here, it's like not always quite so glamorous and well preened.
Yeah, a lot of times, like especially if you're in a long-term relationship and you see this person all the time, you know, it can get a little tedious or maybe just boring where it's just like you're just being animals just doing what you do kind of thing and there's no not fun anymore.
Yeah, and I don't know, do they express it? I don't think they do express this in porn, but correct me if I'm wrong. But you know, like normal sex stuff, like sometimes when you're having sex, funny noises are made.
Oh, yeah, queefs.
Queefs.
Oh, God, the queefs.
There's queefs or period sex. Do you ever get period sex in porn?
I haven't had period sex in a while. And, well, because in porn, like, I learned a trick, which is great.
I think I might know what this is.
It's the makeup sponge.
Yeah.
The non-latex, preferably. You get it wet in water. And
a natural sponge.
The little square makeup sponges. Non-latex, definitely non-latex, and you squeeze all the water out and you stick it in there and it totally helps. Sometimes you need two. There was one day I needed four because I just started, like it just came out of nowhere and I felt really bad because I was working with a very, very large black man. Just this huge, and I'm like, okay, we need to get more. And what happens is that like he had to like go fishing and help me get them out.
Oh man, that's the other thing about real sex, isn't it? Fishing stuff out. That's always the worst. The condoms come, oh no.
Yeah, but I've definitely just, like, sucked up condoms before. It's like, oh, you need to pull this out and we need to go get some plan B, honey.
So what they probably won't show you is that, and also stuff like giving head. I've had people give me head when I've been on my period and there's just been a tampon in there. Like there's all sorts
I had a boyfriend stuff. I had a boyfriend actually pull out, like I just put it in. I was a light one. And was going to bed. He's like, no, we're having sex. And I'm like, I just put a tampon in. And he like pulled it out with his teeth. And I'm like, that's hot and disturbing at the same time. Like, I don't know why I'm
I think that was a scene in 50 Shades of Grey. It was famously a scene where I think, like, Christian Grey, like, bends her over the sink, whips out her tampon, and then fucks her. And at some point you're like, it's a little bit, it's hot but wrong. Hot slash wrong. Saying that, what also I would pick your brains about. So say, like, we've got a guy that's listening to this, and he's going, what?
Yeah.
And maybe he hasn't had much sexual experience, if any, sexual experience with women.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend doing that right away.
No,
definitely not.
But if he's going into like a sexual scenario and he's like, you know, genuinely, there's a thing that is worrying because he's gone like, oh man, I haven't had all this great porno sex. I haven't slept with 100 women. Does that mean I'm going to be bad in bed? And I would say argue a strong case for no, because I think if you take your time, you've got a good connection and good chemistry with someone. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
And everything is a learning experience too. And if you don't ask questions, if you don't ask somebody what they like, and if they don't ask you what you like, you're not gonna know. And I think knowing what you like yourself, like through masturbation and stuff like that, that helps you when you are with somebody, like especially with females, like you need to know what's going on down there and
right,
how it works.
Because women are wired differently,
like
right?
You can be a righty or a lefty when it comes to the clitoral stimulation, or like right above, or maybe it's more G-spot. I know a lot of women that prefer anal sex over vaginal sex because they have better orgasms that way. So yeah, it really just depends on
talk
the person.
To her.
Yeah.
Talk
talking is very important.
And it's also good to know that that like wild sex move that you tried with your ex-girlfriend doesn't translate over to
the next girl. Yeah.
No, it's not like there's one thing. And you know when it's like the guy who's like, I say, who's learned the one sex trick.
Yeah. And
you're
just
like, oh no, you're trying to do the sex trick on me. And there's like some crazy shit going on down there. And you're like, this isn't doing it for me. But like, I know you've practiced this a lot. So
right? It's like you almost just like let him do it. And be like, okay, I know you're trying.
Can't knock a tryer, as
exactly.
We would say. So anyway, imagine the scene, because this is listen guys, I'm trying to equip you as best I can here. So you haven't maybe had that much experience. You've walked into the bedroom, there's a girl there, you've got a girl, yes. What should they do? What's the first thing they should do with her?
Well, one, foreplay is great, like making
yes.
out, kissing,
oh,
the neck,
out.
Like the neck, like this is like a secret, like super juicy spot right here. At the
and
nape
also
of the
making
neck.
Out, you get to kind of sense out what the other person's preference is in terms of how passionately they want to be kissed. Or
yeah, like how, yeah, that helps definitely. Touching, but like. When it comes with like guys and like trying to finger girls,
oh, man.
It's
fingering always reminds me of being at school.
Yeah,
like that
like
takes
in
me right
ninth
back.
Grade or something. Jesus. Okay, so when it comes with fingering, if you don't know what you're doing, don't do it. Like a lot of girls, like they don't like it because you don't know what you're doing. A lot of times, when it comes with that, like. Eat her out and maybe like one or two in there, and it's not like fucking her with it, like it's more of a pressure thing,
right?
So like even like twirling, like putting around, like tapping up on top when you get in there.
I wish you could see the hand gestures.
Yeah, like
to the
right, it's like a hook, so it's kind of like a hook,
a
right
gentle
there.
Hook,
yeah.
But you go in.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot maybe your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Too slowly, yeah,
and it's just the pressure, like it doesn't have to be the actual penetration, like that's at least that's what I like.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're all different.
some girls
well, this
do
is the
like
thing
it.
Isn't it, sometimes guys have been sold sex that sex begins when penis goes in.
Yeah,
and
it's just
that's the thing, and then when you've come, that's sex over.
Yeah,
and in fact, get this, sex happens on either side. It happens both before and after that, so even after you've come, she could still be horny. Sex could still be happening. And in fact, at that point, sometimes because you've had the longest amount, at least for me, I've had like the longest amount of time to warm up. Yeah. I'm usually like most horny and then I'm like, no!
Yeah. Oh no, that sucks. I've actually been very fortunate lately where a lot of guys, like, they hold off, like they'll stop for like a minute or two. Like,
I love a guy that I can see he's holding on, he's trying to like extend it. I'm like, good on you, sir.
Right?
Yeah, it's just good sexual etiquette.
Yeah, it really is. And if it does happen, well, then there's other options to help make your lady come. There's toys, oral sex, whatever.
So some guys are really freaked out by toys.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, but does that mean that she doesn't like my penis?
Yeah. Or, well, I like the penis and toys, like, together. Like, it's great. Like, women are always going to love a penis because that's what they like. Like, that's what they need.
That's what nature
kind of, yeah, for it. And so they're always going to like that. But they're also going to like the fact, like, you can't vibrate, and that's cool. But there's things that can, and your penis and those vibration things are awesome.
Together.
And it actually, and it totally stimulates the guy, too. I mean, sometimes a little too much when they're like, oh, God, we can't do this. Like, but if you stick a vibrator underneath your ball sack, you can thank me later.
Mm.
Just saying.
Right, so we're thinking for the guys. First of all, loads of make out like teenagers.
Yeah.
Don't rush to get to the sex, the penis in the vagina bit. That will always be a critical error. So making out loads, take time to take off your clothes, move on to the other aspects of foreplay. And there's some things, you know, some women are into their boobs being played with, some aren't.
Yeah, I mean, and there's titty fucking too, if you're into that. If she's into that, I like doing that. I mean,
you got actual, like, there would be no, it wouldn't work with me. Just like, there'd be no pressure. Like, I'd have to, like, scoop them all together.
I'd be like, we could do it.
We could do it if we really try.
Yeah, there's all sorts of fun stuff that you could do before you actually get into the sex part.
Yeah, and I think, you know what?
And warming up a woman actually does help a lot, too, because it can, it can help them come a little bit sooner because it takes a woman, they say, what, like 15 to 20 minutes?
20 minutes.
Which I'm just like, well, not if he's doing it right. If he gets me warmed up enough, I could, like,
and the warm-up as well could be, like, a really hot date as well, you know? It doesn't even have to be so if you're like, oh, I'm not that experienced, here's what you do. You have a sexy-ass date. You sit her down, you have some drinks in somewhere that looks like a date, like a nice little cocktail bar, or like getting some, like, not like a heavy food, you know, that's not going to make you feel
like
good.
Little appetizers. Oysters are supposed to help you with stamina. Right. I don't know if that's true. You could
get
try
on those oysters. And then you're sitting there, you're having a really intense conversation with her, you're getting to know who she is.
Yeah.
Then you're like, let's go back to mine. And she's like, I'm not sure if I should go. And you're like, come on, let's get in the taxi.
Yeah.
You'd be nice and commanding. You get her into the house, you make out like teenagers for 20 minutes. Then you slowly take her clothes off. By this point, she's into it already. Like, you have shown no sexual technique here whatsoever, but what you've appreciated is, like, there's, like, the longer that you spend in this process, and she's entering into this erotic fantasy and enjoying your company and your presence. Yeah. Obviously, there's a hotness in a relationship, or when you know someone a bit better, where it's just like, I just want to fuck you, bend you over the table. That's also good. But
which is awesome, too.
Yeah, which is awesome also. But if this is, like, first sex with the woman.
Yeah, you want it to be a little bit sweeter.
Yeah, sweeter. And you want to take your time on this one.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you come quickly, that's cool. Just, you know, give
us some
head. I mean,
you could always go again. Like, you don't have to just do it once. That's one thing. I'm like, we have more time in the day. We could,
I was quite impressed if a guy would, like, have sex with me and then wake me up in the middle of the night and we'd have sex again and then have sex in the morning. I'd be like, wow.
I had one guy, he was able to come and then just keep going. He would be able to come like 3-4 times.
What?
Yeah, that was awesome.
He's been eating his oysters then.
I have no idea. It was when I was younger, and I even asked him, because the first couple times we had sex, I was just like, I didn't know that he could do that. I just thought he went, like, a really long time. He's like, I came, like, 4 times. And I'm like, how did you match my orgasms? I'm like, that's insane. I'm like,
he must be, like, descending from Genghis Khan or something.
Or, like, just, like, really practiced. Like, he's a coming Jedi master.
I just think it is, if you're not a coming Jedi master and you do,
which,
you know,
most people are not,
right? So there's like that's like the rare exception to rule, you know. If you
he's
know
like
if
a unicorn
of, right he's a unicorn, but if you're not a unicorn, if you're just a regular old stallion, then here's, right? Here's what I'd say, like, again, if you come quick or you find it difficult to maybe get an erection, maybe because you're actually feeling pressure because you really like this girl, it's the first time, if she likes you, girls are cool, you know what I mean,
like, just, you need to, like, get out of your head.
Yeah, and the best way I'd say it is just communicate that to her. Just say, look, you're so hot. Like, I'm feeling like that is overwhelming me right now. So let's just take a break.
Yeah.
Just say that and then maybe give her some head. She's going to be fine. Like, you don't need to worry about it. Honestly, if she's sitting there judging you, thinking, oh man, I don't like this dude,
yeah,
then she's a bitch. Yeah, basically. So I wouldn't worry about it. Like, so I know there's all these things because you have no idea on like my on Facebook, mm-hmm. not like check my Facebook, but I get a lot of questions about penis size, coming too quickly, yeah. not being able to. And I mean, this is not really my area. Like yeah. I talk about, you know, the dating bit, not yeah. the sex bit. So I feel like kind of out of my depth. But it's obviously
I have a joke about how penis size it matters, but it. Doesn't. I mean, sometimes. I don't know. As long as you know what you're doing, as long as you know how to work it, because I've been with guys, and what a lot of guys don't realize, because they do watch porn, and they see these, like, 12
monster
cocks. Like, just ginormous.
Which I look at as, like, a non-porn star, go, I'd run away.
Fucking terrifying, okay? Like I have break up with a guy because, like, we couldn't date because his dick was too big, basically.
Right.
So
I always think that range happens. Of normal yeah, is well, fine,
the,
and then
yeah, like normal penis size is like 4 to 6 inches, and that is awesome. I've been with many of men that are very, very good at what they do with that size. Like my preferred, like women do have a preferred size. Like I like 7 or 8. Like that's a good size. Anything more than that, though, that could get a little out of control. But also, like I don't like too long. Like I date a guy who was like really long, but like skinnier, it was like thinner, it was really weird, and that actually like that hurt because I have a tipped uterus, so that like
oh yeah
he kept hitting that and that was unpleasant, so yeah, so there was that was cut very short as well, not his penis,
that would be
yeah no he got a fit
that'd be extreme weird. So for the guys out there that are worrying about the penis, it's kind of, again, it's like...
But it's also like, if I really like a guy, like, I don't care. Yeah.
No.
I've totally dated guys. And, like, I know guys that are smaller that I've been with, and they're phenomenal at eating a girl out. Like, that. They're like, hey, I have to make up for it in some way, and so I learned how to eat pussy.
And you're like, yes.
And I'd be like, okay, that works too. But there'd be sometimes, like, even with this one guy, Mike, go figure, his name is Mike. I was like 21 or whatever, and he was smaller, but I really liked him and I liked having intercourse with him, but he was also very good at oral, like really, really good at. But sometimes I'm like, we could fuck too, like you don't, like I felt bad that's what I thought that he had to do, and I'm like, no, I like your dick too, bring it over here, baby. It's fine.
But you know what? I think the gen thing that I think is men spend a lot of time more worrying about this than women do. Actually, oh, it's like it's a yeah. total man issue.
Well, it's like women are constantly worrying about what certain things with them, with what they look like. If like, oh, I need fake tits or my thighs or fake ass or, you know, stuff like that. So they have their thing. We just have more.
Yeah. And I would say it's good to know that with like penis size, how long you last. If you haven't got that much experience, I totally get why you're worrying about it, but it's not something that the women spend a lot of time speculating about or worrying about. And if she likes you and you're communicating with her, it's fine.
It's fine.
So I'm just going to quickly ask you my four questions. Okay. So there's going to be some good ones. I'm going to start with the one I think is most appropriate, which is, have you got a hack, also a quick piece of advice for love, sex, and relationships?
Oh, love, sex, and relationships?
Any of the above. It could just be like, give a head.
Love. If you...
Oh, go on, say it.
I don't know. Love is a thing that people do. I think of it... See, I'm horrible at this advice stuff, because I think very scientifically, and I just think that it's a chemical reaction in your brain, just like in any other addiction. So, but I've been in love, and if you do love somebody and you do fall in love with them, it's good to tell them, and it's good to make sure that they're on the same page with you.
Right, because, you know, love is a two-sided thing.
It is. Like, you can't be in love with someone when they don't love you back. Then that's just like
an infatuation,
an obsession. Like, there actually has to be a mutual... loving.
Yes, that is a very sensible piece of advice, because the amount of times
that was hard.
It was good though, because the porn star's like, that was hard. You know, it was good. Bad jokes.
I have a job where I can't say things like that.
So here's what I would say as well, is like, I do get some emails sometimes, which will go along the lines of, there's a girl that I really love and I really like her and she's so perfect for me and I want to marry her. I just haven't worked out how to talk to her yet.
Yeah, I don't. Right. She doesn't know I exist.
And you know, like, you know, mate, and I understand the problem with that is, I understand that sometimes people can look amazing and you can kind of interpret their actions in a particular way that builds up a story about them, but that's all it is. It's a story that you've made up about them.
Made up about
them.
Yeah,
you don't actually know.
Because I have so many, I'll marry you, I'll do this. It's like, you see me on TV or you see me in these movies.
Yes.
And it's like, you just built up this relationship with someone that you've never met.
I get that as well. Like, was I with YouTube? Would you believe it? I get people emailing me saying, you know, if you really liked your fans and if you care, I am actually a genuine friend of yours and I want to meet you when you're in America. And I'm like, hang on, mate, we've never met in real life. You're commenting on my YouTube videos. It's like, believe me, it's like,
even your real name. It's like stinker butt.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, I love meeting people. That's all good. But you can't demand something from someone you haven't met yet. Yeah. You have to engage with them on a human level. So do that first before the love and the marriage. Okay. Life advice.
Live it. Do what you want when you want to do it.
I think as well, freedom is often what people really, really want. They think they want money or power.
No.
Or sex. They want probably freedom.
They want to be able to sleep in till noon if they want to and maybe go to yoga or maybe not and not like worry about working out or smoke cigarettes or whatever. No, don't smoke cigarettes. That's horrible for you. I mean, I do, but don't do as I say, not as I do. No, I think with life, I've always done everything that I've ever wanted to do. I've always tried stuff at least once, even stuff that I'm like, I don't know if I like this. Eel, for example, is disgusting. Mm-hmm. But I tried it. Like, don't knock it till you try it.
Like how we've got eels and oysters in. We should get another form of seafood or shellfish in there.
Shrimp. I love shrimp. I'll eat shrimp all day.
Okay. On that note, what's the most romantic thing someone's ever done for you?
Oh.
Or you've done for someone. You can be the wooer, if you like.
Well, I did just give my friend an anal starting kit.
That's lovely.
For her and her boyfriend.
And how was that gift received? Was it received?
It was in a cute little heart, like Valentine's Day thing. I like wrapped it up for her. No, I think one of the most romantic things someone has done for me was one of my ex-boyfriends threw me a surprise birthday party, which was really sweet, like with all my friends and family. Not super romantic, but just a very, very nice gesture. I've had like rose petals on the bed, like for anniversaries. Like one dude, like he always bought me jewelry. I didn't really see that as like a love thing. I just saw that as him trying to buy my love.
Right.
But I like the more
gestures.
The gestures, like the picking flowers on the way up. Like even though you robbed somebody's garden, like that's still
adorable.
Oh, I love
stealing a flower. Yeah. Like that's my little rule break thing. I'll go pick a flower from outside a restaurant or something.
Yeah, and like little things like that, I think are amazing.
Awesome. And one last question.
Okay.
So was there something that when you were younger, you didn't think was possible, but you've subsequently come to know that it can be true and you can do it and you believe in it now?
Pull-ups. I could do a pull-up now.
Way!
I wasn't able to before.
That's amazing considering the physics of how long and tall you are with such big boobs.
Yeah. I did one, so like I'm not bragging or anything. I was like, oh, I did it. And it was like a half-assed one, but it's something that I never thought that I could do. So
there you go. Pull-ups. All right. I love this. I think that we've been learning. I've learned stuff. So where can they find out more about you?
I have my own podcast. It's called The Hormones Podcast. You can find it at hormonespodcast.com. You can find me on Twitter, The Aaliyah Janine. And then my website, aaliyahjanine.com.
Awesome. And if you like this podcast, you have to subscribe. I'm not saying this, I'm going to do it as a dictatorship. If you're listening to this, you have to subscribe, you have to share it, and you have to comment on it. And you know what? You can comment and say, hey, this advice sucked if you want. But I want you to actually engage with this because we do this all for free just to spread interesting messages out there about dating and love. And of course, if you want to find out more about what women are really thinking, if you go to HayleyQuinn.com/hermind, then I've got something there for you which will give you some more insights from actual women telling you the truth. And we're not going to dress it up. All right, guys, I'll be back again next week with another episode of Attraction HQ. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to HayleyQuinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as Plain Old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.